cricket commentators who anyone who likes cricket a lot will know of, Richie Beno, etc., Tony Gregg back in the day, and Bill Laurie and so on, and absolutely hysterical. If you never listen to it, if you love cricket and you know those guys, it is genius. So we were listening to a little bit of that this morning, get ourselves going before the start of this penultimate day of Roland Garros. Can't believe we're almost there. Serve to the forehand of Pavic, and Pavic goes long, and it's a very quick service game from Vavasori right now. It's 40 love.
I'm convinced that they're lying to us about how long Grand Slams take. So I think the first week is actually about 15 days.
Yeah.
And the second week is a day and a half.
Yeah, it does feel like that. When you're in the first week, it feels like it's not never-ending, but it's exhausting because there's so much going on. Second week, it's much more spaced out and you wonder where it all went.
And I think that's particularly true when you have a Sunday start, as we do here at Roland Garros. And of course with the rain, because it means that all the matches, we had two or three days where there were just matches everywhere you looked.
Great reactions from Matej Pavic on the backhand volley. These two really working on their body language. They're fist pumping away, they're 40-15 down, but they're showing the Italians that they're right in this service game.
And that's experience, isn't it, to keep the positive body language, to keep talking to each other. The great specialist doubles coach, Louis Kea, always talks about bouncing. Teaches his teams to keep bouncing, keep their energy levels up, keep bouncing on their toes.
Well, Pavic could have done with being a bit more on his toes there, because he pulls the forehand wide, miss hit, and it's four games all. Yeah, it's another difference between the pros and recreational players in doubles, is the interaction between the two. You know, some people always say, oh, why are they tapping hands after every shot? That's pathetic. They just lost it. Or he dumped a return in the net. Or he got aced. But it's to keep the level of energy up. If you're playing doubles, let's say you're a club player and you're playing a club match, and we've probably all been in this situation where one of you's playing much better than the other one. If you're not talking to each other and keeping each other upbeat, you're going to find it in a situation where that player who's playing badly doesn't get any better and starts to feel really bad about everything. Little apology from Arevalo as he drove a forehand drive volley straight past Vavasori. I actually thought that was out, but it must have clipped the back edge.
Yes, the outer edge of the line.
Yeah. But yeah, you want to make sure that you're both enjoying it, keeping upbeat, and that's why you see them tapping hands a lot or fist bumping or whatever.
There will always be times, won't there, where one player plays slightly better, and it might, that might change all the way through a match.
Yeah,
you know, especially when doubles was often best of five at the Grand Slams.
That's right. Kick serve from Arevalo, return from Vavasori, straight to Pavic at the net, and puts it away.
So if you are playing with somebody, and this, sometimes if you're playing with a member of your immediate family,
that's a totally different story.
There's a slight tendency to get cross with them if they miss a couple of serves, or and turn round and say, particularly when you're young,
say something like, "You don't empty the dishwasher."
Well, more, "I can't believe you missed that."
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
What did you do that for?
Exactly, family doubles pairings not always the best, especially husband and wife.
Yeah,
boyfriend, girlfriend.
Big mistake.
Good return from Bolelli. Nice sharp hands from Pavic of the net. But brilliant from Vavasori to pick up the backhand volley low to his left. And it's 30-15 on the Arevalo serve.
Yes, I've played a lot of tennis in Australia, actually, either for, with or against my brother. And it always ends in tears.
Punch up.
Usually his.
Yes.
Although I did, as I like to mention on Radio Roland Garros every year, and at every opportunity, in every situation, I did once beat him and a good friend of mine in a doubles tournament in Benalla on grass, and I aced him twice in consecutive points.
Which went down really well.
And it was, I think, one of the happiest moments of my life.
Pavic curls away a smash very sweetly to get to 40-15 on the Arevalo serve.
I'm not sure how I celebrated. I'm pretty sure I did full chainsaw, fist pump.
Sure, you did a whole lap of the court.
Oh, lap of honour. Grabbed a flag, ran round with it.
Planted it in the garden somewhere. Italians using a lot of chip returns, lobs, trying to get the opposition off balance, get them to turn around. And you'll often see when a lob goes over someone's head, if it does, then both the two players on the other side move forward together in unison. Second serve from Maravello. Bullet second serve. Return of the net from Bolelli, and it's still on serve at 5-4 to Arevalo and Pavic.
I would mention that I tried playing alongside my brother, and until the point where he was trash-talking me when I was serving, and I had to turn around and point out to him that we were actually partners.
You're supposed to be encouraging.
Just kept saying, but you're not serving very well, are you? Do you think that's going to help?
Not really.
Not as almost as good as my brother-in-law, who we were playing, and he and my sister were playing together. Like I said, dangerous, dangerous. And he started trying to coach her.
Quick message from...
At which point we had a little giggle.
Quick
and
message
waited
from
for the explosion.
Saying, yeah. How are you telling Bolelli and Vavasori apart? Is it when they serve or the colour of their racket? I mean, I'm watching from inside Philippe Chetry. Great to have you there. But having a hard time keeping track. They look alike, especially with the matching kits. They really do look alike, especially with matching beards. Bolelli, I know better than Vavasori in terms of his shot, so I know his flashing backhand. But in that case, in this case, it helps that I know he's playing on the right-hand side on the deuce court, and he has a yellow racket. So that is helping me to distinguish between the two when we're doing really quick ball-by-ball stuff. It would really be very upsetting if they used the same racket.
Yes, I mean, I've written in my little notebook here, Vav equals sleeve, Arv equals tight.
Right. Let's hope no one else finds that book and wonders what on earth you're talking about.
Exactly. It could be my planning my outfit for tomorrow.
We'll get some of your messages about your favourite moments of Radio Roland Garros at the end or towards the end of this set. But right now it's Bolelli serving his yellow racket to stay in this set as Pavic moves forward really quickly just before Bolelli missed the first serve into the net. And Bolelli gets ready with the second service, the left-handed Pavic, who runs round his forehand, the backhand to the forehand, just overcooks it inside out. Not much in it, just wide. They both got the same colour shoes on, same socks, same kit, which is very nice, but as we said, it does help that one's got a yellow racket, one's got a sleeve. And both right-handed, these two. Bolelli serving, 4-5, 15 love. Trying to serve down the tee. Arevalo was moving forward into that return. He, thankfully, has a yellow racket. And it's a bit easier with those two because Pavic is left-handed and Arevalo right-handed.
By the way, Mitali, so if you're in Court Philippe Chatrier, tell us where you are. Wave at us.
Yeah, give us a wave.
Send us a picture of what your view looks like. And Stefan, who is a master at finding our listeners on Court Philippe Chatrier, will try and pinpoint you and we'll give you a wave.
Italians just having a chat at the back of the court after two let serves in this second point. Bolelli serves again. Down the tee is good. Fought backhand volley really quickly done by Vavasori, but the rally goes on because the great hands from Pavic and then again from Arevalo gets the ball back. This time it should be put away, and it is by Bolelli on the smack, the bounce smash. All that talk about who's who made me forget who's who. Classic. Don't think about what you're saying, Simon. Dirty love to the Italians at 4-5. Really lovely to see so many people in here watching this match on Court Philippe Chatrier. I think I'd say it's three quarters full, which is fantastic for doubles. And the doubles players, because they'll get inspired by this. They're used to, you know, sometimes the poor doubles guys get crowds that aren't as full. They play after singles finals or before, and not always as full as it might be, but they really appreciate when the crowds are there, and I think the crowds appreciate them too, because this is what most people play most of the time, doubles, and they get to learn a lot. We also pick up some tips by doing it. Almost an ace from Bolelli down the tee.
Well, I was maintained doubles and mixed doubles is a form of tennis that vast majority of recreational players play, because you get to the point where the body can't cope with singles.
Bolelli backhand. Oh, it knocks the racket out of Pavic's hand. It actually goes over the net. Now, I wonder what will happen here. It was 40 love. Pavic wins the point.
Yeah, he wasn't sure, was he? He was looking at the umpire to question whether he should win the point.
Well, you can only win the point in this circumstance if you have hold of the racket when the ball hits it, and he did. He wasn't sure whether he'd let go of it before it came. So if for example, he'd thrown the racket at the ball, as you sometimes see for a bit of fun, if by chance that ball went back over the net, that would not be your point.
It was almost a reverberation knocked the racket out of his hand.
It was a bullet backhand from Bolelli, knocked the racket out of his hand. But it was a short volley and he won the point. 40-15, Bolelli serving down the tee and Pavic misses the return. And it's game to the Italians and it's five games all.
It's a really impressive serving today so far in this first set. Of course, I've probably put the mockers on them now, haven't I? Commentator's
before
eye.
Double faults come
before out. Double faults, yeah. Followed by another four. Barbara says, I was following the wheelchair women's singles this morning, won by Dedi de Groot.
De Hort.
I know you're married into the Netherlands.
Dutchness.
Married into Dutchness, so you've had more practice.
Yes.
But now I see she's also playing in the final in doubles. She is alongside Annick van Koot. On the same day, says Barbara, having in mind the singles final was the longest match so far today at 2 hours and 7 minutes. Isn't that pretty tough? Well, I mean, it's very frequent occurrence for players in all disciplines to play singles and doubles on the same day. And certainly it's not unknown by any stretch in wheelchair tennis. These are athletes. These are professional athletes.
Love 15 on the Pavic serve. Arevalo just got hit. Which is why the oohs were coming from the crowd. Chip return from Vavasori goes long, 15 off. Yeah, and to give you an update on that match, Kimiji and Montiane are 6-5 up on De Groot and Van Koot. Top seeds, Kimiji and Montiane, 6-5, first set. Pavic, big serve down the tee. Ooh, left for the... Oh. You could hear the U that was shouted out there. That was Arevalo who was trying to get to the ball, decided he couldn't. Left it for Pavic, but it was slightly late for Pavic to make the decision, and he missed the volley long, and it's 15-30. Half a chance, perhaps, for the Bolelli-Vavasori combination. Vavasori on the return on the ad court. Pavic standing very tight to the centre line to serve. Left-hander. Try to swing it wide, but hits it into the net. Second serve to come. Arevalo crouching at the net. Pavic serves. Vavasori backhand return is beauty. It's a winner, and we've got two break points.
As soon as I said they were all serving well, this was bound to happen, wasn't it? Commentator's eye.
Took that return really early on the backhand, flashed across the net. 15-40.
Yeah, it's not always easy to find space on a doubles court, but he certainly did that there, didn't he?
He did. Work to be done for Pavic and Arevalo. Pavic serves onto the service line and Bolelli flashes a forehand return long. One break point saved. And remember, sudden death juice. So actually, when you're 15-40 down, you're facing three break points. This is a treacherous position for Pavic and Arevalo. Pavic serving again, standing right against the tee line. Serves down the middle to the return of Vavasori. It's a brilliant return. It's great pickup by Pavic. Volley from Arevalo. Oh, they did well to win that point. Because the return from Vavasori was right at the feet of Pavic. And what he did cleverly is he just waited for the ball and flicked it over the head of Bolelli. Anything else would have been picked off. And then they stood their ground at the net really well. That was a well-earned point. Two break points saved and one more to come.
Some great returning in particular in this game from the Italians, and that's where the pressure is coming from.
Still break point, sudden death juice. Pavic serves, tries to serve down the tee. Bolelli just plays the ball back and Pavic takes a couple more extra balls from the ball boy for discarding one. Juice. Break point. Number three in this game. Mate Pavic. Rocks back. Serves. It's another let. Yeah, quite a lot of lets on serve.
Yeah,
this game alone.
Keeping Kadir Nooney the umpire, you'll know it's him because he's got that very resonant, distinctive voice. Keeping him busy.
Pavic serves down the tee. Bolelli return is good at the feet of Pavic at the baseline. He can't adjust. The ball goes in the net. And actually, me having thought it was sudden death deuce, because
I did wonder about that.
Well, yes, the difference between mixed doubles and men's and women's doubles at the Slams is they're actually not playing sudden death deuce. They do on the tour,
yeah.
And confusion just kicked in.
And it puts a completely different complexion on those deuce points, as you say, sudden death deuce, and you can nominate who the return goes to as well, so throws in another tactical challenge.
Well, that's a great hold of serve from Pavic. It's back to deuce, of course, after that flashing return on the last point. So, yeah, in men's doubles and women's doubles at Slams, they play the normal format. So, not sudden death deuce, as I incorrectly said. Sorry about that. And then they play a full third set, should it go to a third. Whereas in mixed doubles, they play sudden death deuce and
match tiebreaker.
Champions tiebreak if it goes to the third.
Which is, of course, first to 10 points.
Indeed. Second serve, Pavic at deuce. Into the body of Bolelli, who somehow just rips a backhand up the line. The ball shot through, but he showed great strength in that wrist to rip up the line for a winner. And it's another break point.
The returning on the deuce court has been very, very good in this game, and that's what's caused the problems on the Pavic serve.
The Bolelli backhand, I think, is better than his forehand. Partly why, well, he just likes the backhand, so he doesn't mind playing deuce court. Serve out wide from Pavic into the net from Vanasori, and he roars with disappointment.
Well, that was a great serve from Pavic. Just didn't give the returner any time. Really, just sort of crushed him.
Yeah, he wasn't sure, obviously wasn't sure where he was going. He didn't read it, and as a result, put it in the bottom of the net. Back to deuce, 5 games apiece. Pavic just waits. Just himself, and then gets going again. Down the tee, return, chip, high return from Bolelli, just long. He's a bit curious, he wants to have a look at the mark, but it must have been just long.
Yeah, certainly not questioning in any, with any conviction, is he? He's just vaguely looking down the line.
Yeah, probably felt good off his racket, but not quite in. Pavic serves at game point this time. Lob return from Vavasori. Good reaction from Bolelli at the net, but he's not going to get that one. The forehand goes away for a winner from Arevalo, and they get out of jail in that game, saving 4 break points, and they move ahead again, 6-5.
First break points we've seen so far in the match,
yeah.
And Pavic's serve holding firm there. We have a location on Mitali. I think you're a she, aren't you? I remember from you messaging earlier in the week. Send us a location. So as soon as Stefan comes back to his desk, we'll ask him to see if he can find you, because he has eagle eyes. And as Simon was saying, we've had a few messages about your favourite moments. So Jonathan says, Lady E and Simon, there have been far too many to mention, but the Empress and Lady E losing it during night matches in the early part of the tournament is always fun. I don't know what you mean, Jonathan. I am surprised that someone... He's saying how brilliant Chris Bowers is and how great his knowledge is.
There you go.
So, yeah, well, Chris is really the... He's like the encyclopedia for Radio Roland Garros. He knows everything. Jonathan says, grape scissors should be on the agenda every year, and chicken and waffles have to be included. I don't mind them being included in the virtual sense, as long as no one eats them anywhere near me. Antoine is a great addition. Absolutely agree with you there. And this is by far my favourite tennis 2 weeks of the year because of Radio Roland Garros. I wish they'd get rid of the night session. I don't... You can't say you like listening to us on the night session and then say you'd want us to get rid of it.
I think what they're saying, really, is they just want to hear you and Gigi on a night, on an evening show. It doesn't have to be a night session.
Well, I know, but some just might be good to have the tennis just to keep us on track. You know what Gigi's like? She's always going off piece. I am all about the tennis. Very serious, very committed.
Absolutely. Oh. Wait a minute. Vavasori has to reload on his serve. The players... There was a stray ball at the back.
And I do sometimes get the giggles with Gigi, but you know why? One of the reasons is that she's a double entendre machine.
She's a queen of innuendo.
She is the queen of innuendo. And
she pretends that she doesn't.
She pretends she doesn't know, so you see no reaction on her face whatsoever. And she'll say something quite outrageous in another context to you and expect you to carry on as normal.
It's very unfair. There's a chip return from Pavic, and now in comes Vavasori. Bolelli will play the backhand volley in the cute angle, inside out, giving Pavic no chance. 15-0. Yes, I'm sure you've heard lots of chat in the evening sessions with Gigi, where she talks about the balls and things like that.
And things like that.
I still want to say some of them.
There was one very distinctive one that stuck in my memory, about somebody wearing something on his head, which sounded like he was wearing something different on his head. That's all I'm going to say about the matter. If you were there, you were there, and you know. You can tweet us at radio_RG. You can email us, frenchopenradio@fft.fr. And it might be one of your moments of this tournament. It might be one of your moments listening to Radio Roland Garros. It might be, who do you think's going to win this very, very tight men's doubles final? What did you think of Jasmine Paolini today? How far can she go? What does she need to do to build on this? How many slams can Swiatek win? We don't mind what you talk about. This is your program. This is your service. So you talk about whatever you want to talk about. Do keep it clean.
It's our program, isn't it?
Well, I think it's theirs.
It is for the listeners.
It's theirs.
It's for the listeners, absolutely. And then when you start sending us messages, then it is your show. So yes, good point.
So in other words, I was right.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad we've established that.
With 40 love on the Vavasori serve, serving to stay in this first set, but he's doing a very good job of it. Very sharp hands from Bolelli. Second point, good serving from Vavasori on the other one. It's 3 points to take us into a tiebreak from this first set, which I don't think anyone's too surprised about. These two pairs very closely matched.
Well, and it's very much followed the pattern of play.
Bolelli indicating to Vavasori where he wants him to serve. Ooh, that serve almost hit Bolelli. That'll teach Bolelli to talk to him. 40-15, double fault. Richard says, for me, a great feature of today's women's final was seeing Jasmine Paolini smile, and smile often. This, I feel, means she was very present in the moment. I imagine the losers often find the whole experience a bit of a blur, so I'm very much hoping that being so present, Jasmine will remember each and every moment for the rest of her days. She brought joy to us all. Very nicely said, Richard, in Brisbane. Thank you for that. Yeah, I think she was a breath of fresh air for everyone in the women's draw this year. Big smile when she came onto court. Big smile even when she was 6-2, 5-love down. She was still enjoying the experience. And I think you're absolutely right.
She was, and certainly she, at no point to me did she look particularly nervous or overwhelmed by the situation she found herself. And there were a lot of new sensory experiences playing a Grand Slam final. Just all of the pomp and ceremony beforehand, the fact that you have to wait, the stature of the player that you're playing.
Beautiful return, this time from Arevalo, and all of a sudden, from what looked like an easy service game for Vavasori and Bolelli, at 40 love, they're back to deuce. Brilliant backhand up the line, past Bolelli. I don't think either of them expected it to be that good, that return. So now some thinking for the Italians to do. They're ready. Bolelli moves forward to take his position. Crouching down at the net, 38 years old. It's probably not that easy to get that down that far now. Vavasori serves to the back forehand of Pavic, who plays it down the line. Then he goes cross-court as Bolelli tries to move across to intercept. And the backhand slice from Vavasori goes in the net as he tries to avoid Arevalo. And it is set point, Arevalo and Pavic.
Well, you wait a whole set for break points and then five come along at once.
This one's a set point.
Four in the last game and one in this one. And as Simon says, this one by far the most valuable of those.
So where does Vavasori choose to serve here with Bolelli's help? Serving to the Arevalo on the ad court. Arevalo waits. Ooh, the first serve's in the net. Ball girl takes the stray ball from Bolelli, who indicates to Vavasori where to go. Double faulted this side already in this game. It's set point, second serve. Vavasori kicker to the backhand return of Arevalo, but the backhand volley from Vavasori, he can't control it. It's wide, and the first set goes to the number 9 seeds. Arevalo and Pavic take it 7-5. Well, he turned to his team, Vavasori, after missing that volley with hands on hips. Couldn't believe he missed it. 40 love up in that game, and then they go and get broken. It's a tough way to lose the set.
It's a very tough way to lose a very, very tight set. 48 minutes, as you were saying. not much to choose between them until we got to the last couple of games.
Yeah, really tight set, won by Arevalo and Pavic. Work to be done for the Italians if they're to get back into this match. Keep your messages coming at Twitter at @radio_RG and email frenchopenradio@fft.fr. We love hearing from you, as we have done all the way through the tournament. We're asking you to let us know your favourite moments of the event, but also other questions about whatever's happening here in the doubles or anything you want to. And there's a message from Jonathan talking about how we're right to point out that in the UK, it's true, doubles plays is played a lot in the UK, but in Switzerland it's not, nor in France or Italy. It's a shame, but it's the way it is. The average player seems to regard tennis as a workout as much as a game, and are therefore happy with long, rather tedious rallies. And your point about playing with a spouse or a boyfriend, girlfriend is so accurate. I'm always amazed when I see couples actually playing together and enjoying it. This seems to me to defy the laws of nature. Jonathan in Switzerland. Yeah, well, Jonathan, when I was growing up, when I was a kid playing tennis and playing in these little social tournaments at my club, there was a thing called the Family Cup at my club in Cambridgeshire, called St. Neots Tennis Club, if anyone's listening. And I vividly remember one couple having several rows on court, which resulted in him leaving during the middle of the tournament and doing a wheel spin in the car park as he sped off, leaving her to just, well, not play any more tennis and look a bit sheepish.
Yes. Sometimes people can get a little hot-headed, and it's not great if you then are living with the person you get hot-headed with in a sports context.
No.
Vitaly says, thank you for answering my questions. I have another odd one. How come no one ever talks about umpires in tennis anymore? Kadir Nooney is the GOAT. How come we don't fawn over umpires anymore? And she's listed a couple of the well-known umpires that we've heard a lot from over this tournament. I actually think umpires get talked about a lot more than they used to be, because
yes,
largely because of social media, tennis has this really engaged, super enthusiastic tennis fan base, a lot of whom love to discuss things on social media. And the umpires, you know, they have their own little fan bases. And I think from an umpire's point of view, they'd probably rather be talked about less in lots of cases,
yes,
because actually the less you're noticed as an umpire, generally, the better the match has gone. There haven't been any disputes, there haven't been any problems, nobody's argued with you, haven't been any controversial moments.
The funny thing about umpires, from a press point of view, media point of view, is that they're unaccountable. So when something big happens in a match, one thing I would like to see happen in tennis is if there's something really controversial that happens involving the umpire in terms of a decision they've had to make, or, you know, an intervention they've had to make, it would be amazing for us to be able to just have a quick chat with them afterwards. Okay, can you just take us through exactly what was happening there? Like a double bounce, or, you know, what happened? Because, you know, there are moments where the umpires just can sort of do what they like, and no one ever asks them what's going on. As we start the second set with a brilliant series of volleys at the net before Vavasori puts the volley away.
Yeah, I noticed that Coco Gauff was obviously asked about this. There was an incident in her semi-final against Świątek where she got quite upset with a decision that the umpire made. I mean, I think it was probably the right decision, but who knows?
No, it's the wrong decision.
But it certainly didn't affect the outcome of the match, but it was a controversial moment that clearly got under Gauff's skin a little bit. She talks about it afterwards, and there was a conversation, and I've read a couple of pieces subsequently, talking about whether there should be some sort of video assistant referee in tennis like you have in football.
Well, there is.
She's
the Italian start, love 30. No, it's the US Open last year. We had video review for the umpires. So if there was a situation like a double bounce or an awkward situation where a call's been made, and what happened in the Gauff situation is she was returning a serve from Świątek, and the ball was called out, but then overruled in by the umpire, and she'd returned it but hadn't followed through because she heard the call. And missed the ball. So when it was overruled in correctly, they gave the point to Świątek, and they shouldn't have done that because she actually had a play on the ball and she heard the ball. So what video review would have done would be to give the umpire the chance to look back at it and say, oh yeah, actually, I can see that the call came before you finished your follow-through, so yeah, let's play a let. And it happened, it's been in use, it was in use at the US Open last year for the first time. It was a bit hit and miss because the technology didn't work a few times, but I think it's a really good idea because double bounces are very hard for the naked eye to see sometimes, and it's just an aid for the umpire rather than anything else.
But yeah, and I think people are hitting the ball harder and harder and faster and faster.
Volley from Bolelli on the backhand, doesn't put it away, and then asks a lot of Vavasori on a forehand side, and he misses, and it's 30-all on the Arevalo serve.
And I think it's also worth mentioning that tennis matches are much longer than they used to be. So you're asking for an umpire to concentrate through maybe a 4.5-hour match, and that's really, really difficult.
Yeah.
I mean,
all the while not being able to go to the loo.
Which is even more difficult. But, I mean, I know the move on the tours is for electronic line calling.
Yep.
And it's happened at some of the other slams as well. And players do seem to like it for the reason that it's a entirely objective judgment. It's harder to argue with because it's not... It takes some of the discretion out of, out of it. And it eliminates human error. And I understand that. My concern is if you take away officials, then where does the next generation of world-class umpires come from?
Because usually they start out as linespeople and move on from there. Yeah, that is the main objection to it. But I think that in terms of video review for umpires on awkward decisions like that, I think that's a bit of a no-brainer. As long as you do it properly, it should be a good thing to introduce. Good hold to serve from Arevalo and Pavic, and the Arevalo serve from Love 30, an escape. As Arevalo wolfs a banana really quickly.
I mean, Hawkeye, when it was introduced, people were up in arms and saying, it's going to change everything, it's going to slow everything down. I think it's been a wonderful addition because I think it adds to the drama. Yeah. In saying that, I also think it adds to the theatre when the umpire comes down on a clay court and physically checks the mark. I think that's part of the ritual of tennis. And while I'm in favour of making tennis matches shorter, if possible... And eliminating some of the wasted time, some of the dead time that there is in tennis matches. I do think that Hawkeye's been a fantastic addition to the sport.
Happy Me says, my favourite Radio Roland Garros moment is pretty much any when you made me laugh, but in particular when Lady E accused me of being a spy. And when Marcus and Antoine were trying to pronounce this place name, which is the Welsh station that ends Gogogog. Thank you for that. You accused someone of being a spy. Outrageous.
Well, we were playing Guess the Job.
Oh, yes.
Which is one of Marcus in particular's favourite pastimes. It's a favourite game on Radio Roland Garros. Guess people's jobs when they message in and say what they're doing. And I guess Bounty Hunter, first of all, and then I changed it to Spy. Because Happy Me was being really cryptic about what she did and how she did it.
Bolelli serving. Nice serve and put away on the volley by Vavasori to make it 15, to make it 30 love.
Was that a crowd catch there? Quite see, I think that might have been a crowd catch.
There was a great catch yesterday in one of the matches where a guy, who I hope he doesn't mind me saying, quite an old guy, stuck his hand up really quickly, grabbed it, one hand.
One hand, no bounce.
Roseanne in the Bronx, New York. Roseanne, thank you very much. Says, I think it was Tuesday when you were sharing food puns on players' names. Yep, I think it was by that time we were going a bit loopy. My late entry is Swiss chard Gasquet.
Oh.
That would have won it.
That would have won it. That is
brilliant.
That is late, but a work of genius.
That's very, very
I mean,
good.
That is certainly up there with Naomi Musaka. It's possibly
good.
Even challenging Andrei Rublev.
That's good. I quite liked Madison Pees. Simple and good.
There was a simplicity about Madison Pees. It was very admirable.
It looks like it's going to be a love hold here. Well, actually, Vavasori moves back to here to smash and waits for it, and suddenly the point becomes a little bit trickier. The lob from Arevalo is good, but then Vavasori makes up for his earlier indecision and wallops a forehand inside here. And the Italians hold, and we're level at one game apiece in the second set. Mari says, I don't think there should be questioning of umpires by press. For all practical purposes, they're line judges on the court and constantly being questioned by the media would over time undermine their ability and authority on the court. I do hope there is some sort of review, though, and people who look over their performances to correct and adjust as needed.
They
that
do.
Is something that happened. Umpires are monitored, but I'm talking about only in the case of, we're not talking about every match they come off and have to be grilled by media. For a start, we haven't got the time for it because we're busy doing a lot of other stuff at once. But also, when there's a massive incident in a match that involves an umpire decision, it's frustrating not to get the sort of official's view on it. Sometimes we, hours later, the tournament might put out a statement saying, this is what happened. But we could get that dealt with very quickly. And it's not a case of accusing the umpire of doing anything wrong. It's just about getting their opinion on what happened. And that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I think it's also understanding the rules, because there's often a lot of misinformation about what the rules actually are.
Misunderstanding,
misinformation, misinterpretation.
Pavic is cramped in his forehand corner from the whip and spin on the Bellelli forehand, which hits the sideline, and eventually Pavic just misses a forehand. The Italians are marking it. It was definitely out. Or is it? Cardinuni's done that giveaway thing of moving backwards to have a look at it, but he was just faking. He was teasing.
He did a little dance, didn't he? He did a little dance. He took a little shuffle back by a couple of steps, just when we're talking about umpires trying to keep a low profile. Cardinuni comes down and does a little dance.
Catherine, this is it's 30 love. Love 30 on the Arevalo serve. On Pavic's serve, make that 15-30 as he aces down the tee. Catherine says, greetings from Maryland. Wanted to say thanks for a fantastic 2 weeks. You guys came with me to the grocery store, dress shopping for my brother's wedding, running, hardware store, a root canal, the local dispensary and a warehouse. Your skill and camaraderie are a joy to listen to. P.S. Favourite fruit, strawberries. I just bought a couple of pounds as it's officially strawberry season here. P.P.S. Favourite Gigi double entendre involved a box full of Spanish players. See, even now that's funny. Thank you very much for that, Kate.
I love the idea that we were present for the root canal.
Wow. Yeah, great return from Vavasori, and all of a sudden the Italians have a couple of break points. Remember, the first set went to Arevalo and Pavic 7-5, and now it's 15-40 on the Arevalo serve. A couple of brilliant returns from Vavasori on the back.
Well, remember that the Italians did have a handful of break points late in that first set, couldn't convert them, ended up losing the set.
It's 15-40. Pavic serving into the net, the first serve. Quick chat between the pair. Pavic swings backwards and forwards, then second serve comes in down the tee. Brilliant return from Bellelli. Oh, the netted volley from Vavasori. He had the chance there to put that away. Slightly rushed it, snatched at it.
Well, it was rushing to him, wasn't it? It was one of those men's doubles rallies where all four players are at the net and it's just quick, 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 bounce, 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 but it was a miss.
He had time.
From Vavasori.
He had a bit more time than he thought, because Arevalo was moving backwards. Still break point, 30-40. Great serve out wide. Brilliant lob return from Vavasori. The volley put away by Bellelli and the Italians break. They lead 2-1 in the second set. Sharp returning, sharp volleying. We've got a match on our hands.
To be some Italian tennis fans here. What do they watch all day? I mean, it's not as if they've got any players.
Darts, judging by the music. It's the music they use in the darts in the UK at Christmas, and of course, it's the music that's used everywhere in all sports these days.
It's the White Stripes.
Exactly.
Yeah, isn't it?
Seven Nation Army.
Yes, as we've been saying a couple of times, Italian tennis is in rather fine form at the moment.
Yes.
They've got, men's doubles finalists here, obviously. They've got Yasmin Paolini, not content with being runner-up in the singles, is contesting the doubles final tomorrow. And worth mentioning, that will, of course, be live on Radio Roland Garros. Simon and I will be here. You will not miss a ball.
Certainly
anything
will.
That happens on court, Philippe Chatrier, we'll bring it to you. We'll be
it's
here.
11:30 start tomorrow for the women's doubles final, and the men's singles final is not before 2:30.
So set your alarms for the 11:30 start. We'll expect you to be here at 11:30 sharp, and we won't accept any excuses from any of you.
Barbara asks, did we, the listeners, ever get to know what job Happy Me does have?
No.
Or is it kept a secret?
I'm telling you, she's a spy. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to give any more clues.
I mean,
because honestly,
hunter. I mean, that's a great guess, but that takes up a lot of time. She's on the move a lot.
you are on the move a lot, and you know you have to catch criminals and take them in and collect the bounty, and you know it's there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Avoid being shot at.
All that stuff.
So, 2-1 to the Italians. Vavasori serving with a break. Misses the first serve, kicks the second down the middle to the Pavic forehand, who just about finds an angle inside out. Runs around his backhand to whip a forehand down the line. One of the few forehands he's gone down the line with. He loves the inside out forehand, but Bolelli, sensing that he was going to go inside out, tried to poach, left a bit of a space down the line, and Pavic filled it with the ball. And a winner in love 15.
Yes, the fact that Bounty Hunter was the first answer that came into my head does suggest I might watch a little bit too much television.
You watch, was it Midnight Run? That's a great film.
Yeah, that is a great... Robert De Niro.
And a few others. First serve just long.
Charles Grodin?
Yeah, that's right. It's a brilliant film.
I told you I was good at quiz nights, as you know.
Second serve from Vavasori. Ooh, that serve right onto the service line. And the return goes long from Arevalo. And it's 15. Italians getting into this. As they should. As Helen Preston was saying, what a tournament for the Italians. Had Yannick Sinner got to the final, they'd have had someone in all of them.
Yes, I mean, Yannick Sinner will wake up on Monday morning as the new world number one.
Yep, officially. First Italian man ever to be ranked number one. What a great achievement that is, as Pavic rallies to the forehand of Vavasori. He tries to lob Arevalo, doesn't get there, but they're still in this rally because Bolelli has great hands at the net. Back and volley from the Italian. Too sharp for Arevalo. From defence into attack. And flash of an eye in that rally.
It was all about that reflex half volley from Bolelli. Great hands, as you were saying, Simon.
That's 30-15.
Also about positioning, because he was in the right place to be able to cover that.
Yeah, anticipation is out of this world. It's also part of the battle of being a good doubles player. It's down the body of Arevalo, but it's a good return, and suddenly Vavasori nets a forehand. It's 30-all. Do you say it's not a break until you've held your serve in the next game? Happy Me says, like I said at the time, I did tell Gigi and Lady E, but I prefer not to disclose my job to anyone else. I apologise. It's because I prefer to stay anonymous on here, and what I do isn't very common. It's definitely not a spy, though. It's a lot less fun, she says. Well, good for you.
Could be a bounty hunter, then.
She's got an interesting job.
Well, and also, she hasn't ruled out bounty hunter. Well, she's ruled out spy.
She says that she told you, and she what it is.
She did.
Right, once we're off air, that's it. Find out.
You'll have to kill me.
To myself.
I'm sworn to secrecy.
Indeed. 30-all. Vavasori serving at 2-1 in the second set. Forehand return from Pavic goes straight through Bolelli and Vavasori. Looked like it was going in the net. Maybe took a tiniest clip off it. And it's break point. Break back point, in fact. Good return. It was low. Let's have a look at the replay. Actually, what happened was that Bolelli got slightly wrong-footed, stuck out his racket and got the tiniest of touches off it, and that took the ball past Vavasori, who, of course, once Bolelli had touched it, couldn't do anything about it anyway. Wouldn't have counted even if he got it back. So break point, served down the body. Good move by Bolelli at the net. Oh, he's missed it! Got the first volley, but brilliant reaction from Arevalo to get the ball back over the net. And Bolelli, moving backwards, tried to turn the racket over to a different angle and put it in the net, and it's 2-all. Great reaction to the net from both teams, and we're back on serve.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal play. And Bolelli's been so solid at the net, and just that one eluded him. So you have to hand it to Pavic and and his partner. They have stayed very resilient because the Italians have put them under pressure.
You mean Arevalo?
I do mean Arevalo, thank you.
They have. They got themselves back in this. Question from Rob saying, it looks like Didi de Rote is in a spot of bother on court 14. How often has she won both doubles and singles? That is a good question and one that I can't answer right now, but we'll have a look for you. Great reaction again from Vavasori this time as the Italians move forward, and Vavasori takes a risk and it pays off as he moves right across to the other side of the court and picks off a volley from Pavic's forehand.
And you can see the Italians just trying to get their energy level up again. The disappointment of having conceded that break of serve, having gone a break up. Remember, they are already a set down. And you can see them just trying to G each other up.
Keeping that energy up is very important, as we said. Chip return from Vavasori just goes slightly too long.
Well, any question involving Dida de Groot is usually, the answer is usually a lot. When anyone asks how many things she's won of anything, it is a lot. And also, I think we should mention her partner, Anik van Cote, who is herself an incredibly accomplished player and a Grand Slam champion.
And Cote was actually basically number one before Dida de Groot came along. So she's probably annoyed that her friend came along, but then happy that they can play doubles together.
Well, I think that really sums up how Anik van Cote talks about things. She's very open and honest, and she would say exactly that. She's recovering also from pretty serious wrist injuries, so good to see her back on court competing. Huge, huge year for wheelchair players, of course, with the Paralympics upon us at the end of August.
Indeed. Good serving from Morevalo. Gets them to 40-15 at 2-2. Tell you what's going on over on court 14, where that wheelchair doubles final is being played. De Groot and van Cote lost the first set 7-6, 8-6 in the tiebreak to Camigi and Montiana, but it's 1-1 in the second. They've been playing an hour and 19 minutes. That was a long tight match as Arevalo finishes off his service game and they move ahead 3-2, having been an early breakdown in the set but got it straight back and won the first set. They are looking pretty good so far. Thank you for all your messages about your favourite moments of the tournament and what you enjoyed most, and some of our silliness on air, which is always much appreciated. And just to say again, thank you for all your interactions with us. It makes our job a lot easier, and it's just great fun to know that you're listening and to know what you're up to and what you do.
Yeah, and also we learn stuff. We learn a lot from you because it's like crowdsourcing questions. Everyone's always got an answer to anything we ask.
Putting an invoice in.
Well, I meant about life, the universe, and everything, because all of you are experts in something. And so when we get a random question, I mean, we've had emails about tree fungus. We've had emails about running a bikini boutique.
It's just personal emails to you you're talking about here.
Yeah, that's just me. Sorry, I was just looking in my own inbox. Yes, yeah,
exactly. Vitaly did send a picture to Stefan to let us know where she was watching from. And Stefan's now taking a look at it. And we'll find out where that is and we'll try and give you a call. Unless you're right down, I think you're right down below us.
To our right,
yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah, so you might be able to see us. If you look up to your left. Yeah, that's, yes, it could be there. And we are now waving. If you can see us, three of us waving out the window like a bunch of idiots, then you can see us. Actually, I can see some people looking up here. Maybe that's you. If it is, wave your hand. Right? You concentrate on the tennis. That's much more important. Right. The Italian serving at 2-3. Start with a good volley away from Vavasori.
I think Stefan has an encyclopedic knowledge of where every seat is in this court, Philippe Chatrier, because he can find people.
Yeah. Thanks for your picture, though. It's good to know where you are.
Look for the hat. You've given us a picture, and the person in front of you seems to be wearing a Panama hat with an orange band.
Vavasori, quick footwork to get back for a smash, and then puts it straight through Matej Pavic. Pavic thought he could get a racket on him, but it sort of bounced in front of him and then moved past him. So, back to 30 love. Sun, shadow drifting across the court. We're about three quarters in shadow now. Still some sun where Bolelli was serving from as he moves across to get ready for a lob return, but doesn't have to play it because it goes long. A bit of a breeze rippling around. See on the players' shirts. It's always an added thing to deal with when you're a player.
Well, especially on these big courts where you have high-sided seating, because what can happen is the wind can swirl around the court.
Wind is the bane of every tennis player. It's the worst conditions to play in. Great return from Arevalo allows Pavic to put a smash away. It's 40-15.
Do you struggle with wind?
No.
You shouldn't have eaten that bread if that's
not
the case.
Not recently. it's just not nice to play in because it just makes it a little bit difficult when the ball moves. Tennis is hard enough as it is without wind moving the ball around, for God's sake. But players are pretty adept at using to moving their feet well to get in the right place. Ace down the middle from Simone Bolelli, and the Italians do hold to 15, fourth ace between the two, and it will level at 3-all.
It's just coming up to, well, exactly 10-7 here in Paris, and as Simon was saying, it's still a reasonably warm evening. I mean, probably the warmest evening we've had. Sunshine wall to wall yesterday and today. And that's a big contrast, of course, to the first week of Roland Garros, where there was not a little moment of sunshine to be had.
Well, and Thursday was really the day when the sun first came out properly this week. And Auteuil, where we are very close to, was absolutely packed. And everybody seemed to come out in the evening as a result. And not surprisingly, because as Ella was saying, the first week was pretty rough. It was wet and damp and a lot of mizzle, a lot of delays. But the organisers got through it very well with the help of the two roofs this year.
Well, yes. And the roofs. The roofs or roofs, depending on where you're from and how you say it. But certainly the fact that we had two roofs stroke roofs was incredibly helpful this year. And when you talk to Parisians, they will tell you that actually that weather's been around for most of this spring, and they had a very wet winter as well. So Northern Europe generally has had a fairly miserable wet and damp
UK
few months.
Definitely did.
It did.
It's absolutely awful. Pavic serving 3-all, 30 love. Backhand return from Bolelli. He's going to get another go, but he puts the backhand in the net. Dave says, thanks for 2 weeks of fun. As Murray the Doodle and I do a bit of gardening, he sent a lovely picture of the dog.
Aww.
He looks absolutely fantastic. Looks like it's having a lovely time. Dave the Michigander.
Oh, what a beautiful dog. Oh. Little fun fact, Courtney Nguyen's dog is also called Murray.
Uh-huh.
And named after Andy Murray.
Not Jamie.
Might be named after Jamie.
Or Judy.
Might also be named after you. If they're listening, could be any of you. I think it might have been Andy.
Andy was having a little family gathering earlier this week with his grandmother's 80th birthday.
90th.
90th birthday, excuse me.
Yeah. His grandmother, Shirley, who lives up in Dunblane.
Yes, it was quite funny when Andy was looking like he might play at Surbiton and Judy put on Twitter. Don't think he'd miss his grand's 90th birthday. I think that might have influenced Andy's decision not to play Surbiton. There he was, enjoying some nice time with the family. So happy birthday to Shirley. Hope you had a great day. 40-15 on the Pavic serve, 3-all. Second serve to the backhand of Bolelli. Tries to flick it down the line. But Arevalo and Pavic finish off the point with a quick volley at the net. They rush to their bench to sit down. I think they'll rush into their benches quickly because that's only a minute to get ready for the next game. 4-3 they lead in the second set by a set to love. Kamigi and Montjana are set 3-1 now on De Groot and Van Coot, so that could well be heading the other way.
Yes, I mean, Kamigi's incredibly accomplished, as we know.
Italy says, I did see you waving. You caught me off guard, but thank you.
We're waving again.
If you can see us, we have an idea of where you are, and we are waving again. Thank you so much.
We're just waving. It's great radio, everybody. Yeah, everybody who isn't Mitali.
To everybody else, we're waving.
Simon's wave, I have to say, is very regal.
Well, it's, yes.
If you think of Princess Anne, for example, that's exactly the action he's got.
Comparing me to Princess Anne.
I am. I know, again, every time.
Not sure if I should take that as a compliment or not.
Well, I think she's a redoubtable woman.
Now we see you. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the doubles. Great to have you here.
I love it when we find our listeners in Court Philippe Chatrier.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful,
great.
Isn't it? It sort of it completes the circle between Radio Roland Garros and our listeners.
Absolutely. I think especially in the first week when there's so much going on outside, we try to keep you across all the events on all courts and things, then it must be an added bonus to have that. And then obviously when it gets into the evening and we get to innuendo sessions with Gigi and Marcus, or Gigi and Fanella, or whoever is on the night shift, me, then it becomes a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun. First point on the Vavasori serve goes against the Italians, and this is danger time.
It really is, and the advantage of serving first in this second set, having won the first, well, we'll see how much of an advantage that turns out to be, but there's certainly scoreboard pressure.
Absolutely. Love 15 starts to get a bit tight. Served down the middle, and a good return from Arevalo, and he's onto the forehand. He goes back to the forehand of Vavasori, inside out, going both backhand from Vavasori is pretty good. Forehand down the line from Vavasori, catches Mate Pavic slightly off guard and flashes past him. It was a case of who was going to go first.
Someone was waiting to pull the trigger, weren't they? And it was Vavasori on that occasion, and that was hit with some power and velocity, and it was beautifully struck, actually, because Pavic was there, but it almost circled around him and landed actually behind him.
15-all. Nice hands of the net from Bolelli, moved quickly forward right into the middle of the court, just cut the angle, dropped his racket head slightly, took the pace off the ball. 30-15. There's a couple of pigeons too, quick wrecking across the court up to the top of the stand, and another one comes right above our heads.
Marcus's favourite animal, the pigeon. He's always got something to say about a pigeon.
Vavasori serves at 30-15 down the tee, backhand volley from Bolelli, actually hit it with two hands in the end, but nicely done, steered it away for a winner. Sorry, Mitali. She says, finally, what a privilege. I saw you both. Although, Simon, it's pronounced the way Lady E says it. Of course it is. But Lady E knows how to pronounce everything.
Well, apart from Montana, it turned out, which I pronounce as Montana.
Oh, did you? Montana. Yeah. Oh, forehand from Matic straight at Simone Bolelli. Can't control it. It's 40-30. She says, I would love it if it rhymed with Italy, but not the way to say it. Thank you very much, Mitali. Glad you've put me straight there. I now know. Again, great to have everybody listening, because as we said, it makes our life a lot of fun. Game point, Bolelli and Vavasori on the Vavasori serve. Misses with the first serve, even though Bolelli plays a beautiful little angled volley. Serve was long. Standing very tight to the net, Bolelli. That's why the chip return's being used quite a bit. This one's a backhand cross court. Slightly mishit from Arevalo, but it's gone in, and they're back into one of these inside-out rallies, but it's not going to go much further because Pavic cuts off the angle quickly, puts it away, and they're back to juice. Sometimes when you make that move really early, you can be made to look really stupid when they just flick it down the line, but often players are not looking that way. They're concentrating on what they're trying to do. Pavic took advantage of that and put it away. And back to juice.
Pavic, to me, seems like the leader of his team. He's certainly the one who dictates the body language. He's the one geeing Arevalo up and saying, this is the moment, juice here, pressure on.
Vavasori serves just long. Pavic, the left-hander, Croatian, looking to complete the career Grand Slam, Mate Pavic, as he waits for the second serve of Vavasori, which is onto the service line. Pavic moves back to return it, but then makes a bit of a mess of it wide.
Well, resilient serving from Vavasori.
Yeah, that serve was right onto the service line. And, didn't allow Pavic a chance to attack it, so now it's Arevalo's turn to return the Vavasori serve, but it's game point to the Italians at 3-4. Serve down the middle, but a great return from Arevalo. We've seen that a couple of times. He just steered the ball down the line with a two-handed backhand with a flash of that yellow racket, and it's back to juice. Arevalo and Pavic just having a chat at the back of the court while the Italians work out how to serve. Pavic standing quite a lot deeper than Arevalo stands, but Arevalo then takes his position as the non-receiver, and he's about halfway between the baseline and the service line, standing back a little. Serve out wide to the Pavic backhand. He chips it over the head of Bolelli. Down the middle goes Vavasori. Now he has to adjust quickly on his backhand. Forehand from Arevalo to the forehand of